I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The continued rising cost of health care insurance makes it ever harder to get. At least 5 million fewer American jobs provide health insurance today from just 3 years ago. That's according to a new national survey that's out this week. The Kaiser Family Foundation puts much of the blame on the fourth straight year of big increases in the cost of health insurance. Joining us is Bob Moon from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, how much does it cost to insure an average worker and family these days?
Hi, Alex. Well, the average premium for a family of four has grown to $9,950 a year. But if you look at the family premium for the most common type of insurance, what they call a preferred provider organization or PPO, that's a plan that provides a network of discount providers but also allows use of doctors and hospitals from other places. Well, the cost for that coverage has broken through the $10,000 barrier for the first time ever, $10,217 a year. So on average, family premiums in employer-sponsored plans jumped 11.2%, which, as you mentioned, is the fourth year Kaiser Family Foundation has seen double-digit growth. To put this in some perspective, Kaiser points out this hike in premiums outpaced both the 2.2% growth in wages and 2.3% growth in inflation by five times.
$10,000 a year for health insurance, that's a lot of money. Does this survey suggest any possible answers?
The president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, Drew Altman, says there's a great sense that there is just no answer to this problem, and the group fully expects the ranks of uninsured to grow as more and more small employers can't afford health insurance. That's apparently where the biggest increase came, by the way, among smaller firms that just can't afford to provide this benefit. But it's a concern for big companies, too. A spokesman for General Motors, the world's biggest automaker, says simply, this system is broken. And he suggests it's going to take government action to bring about serious reform.
Is there anything encouraging in this survey about health care insurance?
You have to look real hard. This year's 11.2% increase in family premiums was below the 13.9% reported in 2003. The Kaiser Family Foundation says the shifting of cost to employees was also less pronounced than in previous years. But the foundation doesn't believe that those figures signal any significant changes in the direction of health care costs. It's pretty a safe bet they're just going to continue to rise. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at Disney's search for a princess.
Well, thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.